We all carry a mysterious pull drawing us towards something greater than our daily toil. This spiritual longing manifests in countless ways, through childhood wonder, encounters with beauty, or confrontations with suffering. As Rumi writes, grapes want to turn to wine. We're naturally drawn toward wholeness and being fully alive. For many, the gateway to spirituality opens through suffering. One meditation master felt like an alien in his unhappy family until discovering meditation. Another's journey began with violent divorce and profound isolation. Like the Buddha encountering old age, sickness, and death, we too are awakened by sorrows that demand deeper answers. Yet alongside suffering, beauty also calls us to spiritual life, what Sufis name the voice of the beloved. Without this connection, we feel like lost children. Our materialistic society often usurps childhood's original mystery, sending us to grow up and be serious. As Albert Camus discovered, a man's life is nothing but an extended trek through the detours of art to recapture those one or two moments when his heart first opened. Sometimes spiritual awakening arrives unexpectedly, as if summoned by forces beyond understanding. Near-death experiences open thousands to spiritual dimensions, while others find their gateway through childbirth, illness, or even accidents, experiences that ask us to step outside ordinary perception into something vastly more profound. Once called to the spiritual journey, we must pass through layers of resistance, what Chogyam Trungpa called one insult after another. These guardians represent tension patterns accumulated throughout life. Physical patterns emerge first, tightness in shoulders, back, or jaw during meditation. Students discover years of holding patterns persisting even at rest. Only by accepting this discomfort with kindness does release begin, alongside the struggle to calm restless energy. As the body opens, the heart must follow. In meditation, we discover judgment pervades our experience, hundreds per hour keeping us battling reality. Beneath anger lie hurt, loneliness, fear, and grief. As Ajahn Chah taught, if you haven't wept deeply, you haven't begun to meditate. The mind reveals its limitations. We're lost in thought, as Ajahn Buddhadasa described, caught in repetitive stories and limiting beliefs. Our inner dialogue maintains our world through themes of ambition, unworthiness, or self-hatred, a concept so foreign it left the Dalai Lama incredulous. Spiritual initiation is a transformative passage through trials that matures our heart, reshapes our worldview, and awakens spiritual authority by confronting death either literally or symbolically. In ancient Indian lore, Nachiketa waited at death's door after his father declared, "I give you to death." Lord Yama granted him three boons: reconciliation with his father, inner fire for his quest, and knowledge of immortality. Despite temptations, Nachiketa persisted until Yama gave him a mirror and instructed, "Look within and ask, who am I?" Forgiveness is crucial for spiritual progress, requiring us to confront pain and discover our heart's capacity to open despite suffering. One nurse found healing from guilt over her brother's death through meditation. "I felt a grace. My heart opened to loving myself and forgiving my mother." The inner fire represents the passionate determination needed to persevere, turning obstacles into awakening opportunities. Every spiritual tradition speaks of those who've awakened from dreamlike existence to sacred being. Within each person exists what Ajahn Chah called the one who knows, a center of wisdom that recognizes eternity. Four powerful entry points to awakening include the gates of sorrow, emptiness, oneness, and the eternal present. The gate of sorrow opens when we honor suffering. When spiritual barriers crumble, our hearts become tender to humanity's struggles. One environmentalist found that sitting with global suffering led to profound stillness, where his identity dissolved into timeless consciousness. In this surrender, personal pain transforms into the world's pain, held in peace. The gate of emptiness reveals how our lives arise from a sacred void. During retreat, one teacher experienced thoughts arising and vanishing like fireflies until consciousness fell into silence, revealing the vast peace from which all appearances emerge. The gate of oneness reveals our connection to all living things, while the gateless gate, the eternal present, reminds us that awakening isn't always dramatic, but can naturally emanate wisdom. Spiritual life matures continuously. As Chinese master Hu Yun taught, there are many minor satoris before a major satori, and many major satoris on the path of genuine awakening. The first opening is merely the beginning. This explains why someone who has experienced deep enlightenment may still exhibit greed, anger, or delusion. Maturation must follow awakening. Though spiritual maps suggest linear progression, the heart's unfolding rarely follows a straight path. The journey resembles a labyrinth, spiral, or flower opening petal by petal, a dance around the still point. We cycle through openings and closings, awakenings followed by entanglements. Two conceptions of spiritual fulfillment exist. A linear path envisioning a perfected human with all negative qualities eliminated, such beings are rare, and a circular vision where we awaken to our true nature beyond body and mind, yet continue living with human limitations. After awakening, illusion doesn't permanently vanish. Even the Buddha encountered Mara throughout his life. There is no enlightened retirement beyond life cycles. Everything follows patterns of expansion and contraction, the moon, markets, hearts, galaxies. Periods of awakening alternate with contraction. As one Zen master says, enlightenment is only the beginning. We must return to integrate insights into everyday life. Some experience dramatic crashes. A Zen koan asks, a clearly enlightened person falls in the well. How is this so? This well forms from clinging to spiritual experiences or unresolved emotions. Even famous yogis have lost their attainment after becoming celebrity gurus. The essence of spiritual practice is simple: let go. Rather than striving to become spiritual experts, we must bow to life as it is. As Suzuki Roshi taught, not always so, conditions change. A Western Lama discovered spiritual life isn't about perfection, but releasing attachment. Everything arises and passes. This is the true perfection. The Buddha taught that all teachings, suffering, and its end exist within this body. Enlightenment isn't about special accomplishments, but living wisely in your current form. Even great masters had backaches, and sages died of cancer. We must find awakening in both sickness and health, honoring what Tibetans call this precious human form that inevitably passes. Embodied awakening means being present for the life we're given. When the body is included in practice, every act becomes sacred. Hindus and Sufis teach that each action can be done for the beloved, folding laundry as if folding Buddha's robes, serving meals not just for family, but for the Holy One. The awakened heart approaches all feelings with tenderness. Our problems stem not from emotions themselves, but from our lack of awareness about them. Mature spirituality finds perfection in non-perfection. As Zen founder Sengtan taught, enlightenment comes when we're without anxiety about non-perfection. True wisdom is being, not knowing.